and welcome to the Ashugan Podcast. I'm Cynthia Taylor. This podcast is about Ashugan, an Indigenous exchange that happened from March 31st to April 2nd in Wiskaganish, Northern Quebec, Canada, aimed at tackling issues surrounding impact assessment from an Indigenous perspective. Now I'll hand it off to David Murphy, who spoke to the participants one-on-one while in Wiskaganish.
Next up is the Indigenous delegate from Mongolia, Huigarb Durumbat, as well as Ugambatar Demul and Bayar Yunden, all from Mongolia, on another freezing cold morning on the day we departed Wiskaganish. They spoke about the importance of proponents and the government to create meaningful and positive relationships with Indigenous people in Mongolia. Bayar translated when needed, and after our talk, you'll hear a Mongolian song led by Ugambatar. Here's our talk.
Hi, my name is Bayar Jaral Yunden, call me Bayar. Yunden in Cree.
Yunden?
Cree. I have the Cree name, Yunden. That means the storm. Okay. I come from Mongolia. I'm working with the Nature Conservancy of the Mongolia program. I'm a director of the science.
And you told me that Cree words and Mongolian words are similar, correct?
Yeah, some our Cree friends said that we have some similar words, like you means in Mongolia we say chi, also in the Cree chi. Another example is me in Mongolia we call bi, Cree in Cree ni. So they said maybe more similar words there.
Миний нэр Огунбатар гэдэг. Би Монголоос ирсэн.
My name is Огунбатар. I come from Mongolia.
Би Монголд уул уурхайн төслийн компанид ажилладаг.
I work with the mining company.
Монголоос ирсэн. Монголын Ховд аймгийн Нариу суманд амьдардаг. Мал аж ахуй газар тариалан эрхэлдэг. Мөн бусдаагаа нийлж нөхөрлөл болон төрийн бүсийн үйл ажиллагаа явуулдаг.
My name is Huiga Durumbat. I come from the Western Mongolia. I'm the herder and farmer. And also I'm working with the other herders.
How has your community been affected by development in Mongolia?
In my village, there's a coal mining that has been running about more than 10 years. At the first time, at the beginning, there was not so much impact because not so much actively explored the coal. Nowadays, there's a lot of impact on the ground, on the grass, and on the water. Because of that, the coal mining is making a lot of dust. There's a pollution on the surface water. The mining also using the groundwater. Because of that, the level of the groundwater level is decreasing now.
Is impact assessments something that can be used in the future, or is being used, or has been used, some form of impact assessments for this mine?
Yes, there is according to the regulations and laws in Mongolia, every mining or other development company should do impact assessment. But the mitigation is not good in almost in everywhere, like this mining company, coal mining company in Western Mongolia. They never do the mitigation and the restoration work, and all the time they ignore the management plan, what they planned.
Working for a mining company, how important is impact assessments like environmental impact assessment or social impact assessment on the people, the indigenous of Mongolia?
All the livelihood of the herders in Mongolia depends on the nature. So once the mining and other development companies making the impact on the environment, that's very dangerous for sustainable livelihood of the herders.
За өнөөгийн нөхцөл байдал бол хаагүй.
On this conference and workshop we find out that there's a similarity. The development projects are making the impact on the ground. This doesn't matter its way, where Brazil, Canada or Mongolia. But it's true, all the development projects make impact. But we have to make the good relationship or make the good negotiation with the mining companies, because anyway, they are working for the revenue for themselves. But they have to understand that the indigenous people or elders live in that area forever. So because of that, we have to make, because we are all the humans, we live there, we have to make identify good way to work on together.
Do you look forward to having a better relationship and to have more negotiation with private companies for development in your land in Mongolia?
During the last 3 days, we have been exchanging our knowledge and experience, and based on this knowledge, I think that I understand that we have to work united, the elders work united and making good relationship between the mining companies, because they are not enemy. We are friends, and then if we be like the friends, we can solve any problem.
It sounds like both of you are optimistic, and even you, Byron, are optimistic about the future. Does the future look bright in Mongolia for various amounts of impact assessments and developing in a responsible way with the indigenous of Mongolia?
Yeah, you are right. We are very optimistic people. Because of that, we are living in the world for millennium. I mean, the herders of Mongolia is very optimistic, very bright and very friendly people. So I hope that we will use the... We need the development, but we have to keep our tradition working with them.
And I'd like to just go around for my last question and... like to ask one concept or theory or theme that you took out of Ashukan and what you will bring back to Mongolia.
За энэ чуулгалтаас юу ойлгосон бэ гэхээр
so we learned from this workshop that the impact is not the impact. We have to see like the impact could be the opportunity and benefit. So once the community in Mongolia had to work with the companies or developers to mitigate the impacts as possible as well. And then I learned from this workshop a lot. When I go back to the home, I'm talking with my friends, working with my company and some other experienced people in order to organize another meeting there, how the other world is working on the impact assessment and the impact mitigation. I learned from this workshop that we have to work together. All the herders could be united and work with the mining development company. And also, I think it's better to teach the young kids and youths how to work with the developers and how to protect the nature in the future. That's the very important thing. And that means that within this training for the youths and kids, we will keep the traditional lifestyle
Bayar and yourself, your thoughts on themes that have come out of Ashukan and what you will take away from this experience.
I think it's a really good opportunity for us to learn from the others, like the Canada, how they are working with the Cree nations and how they are doing great work here, and how the other our friends from the Chile, Brazil, they are working with the developers and solving any problems. I think the Mongolia, we have the, although we have the laws, environmental impact assessment laws and other regulations, I think it's we have to update it or modify it based on the others' experience. So that's what I'm thinking. Now, in the next week, we are going to attend the IAIA conference, and I heard that some Mongolians come from, Mongolian government people come to the conference. I'm thinking that we have to work with them, and then we have to work on the regulations and in order to implement the good.
One thing you liked about Canada while you were here? So the food, or the snow, or the land?
Таалагдсан бэ гэж чинь Канадад ирсэн юу таалагдсан? Хоол ундуу одоо юу таалагдсан гэж чинь? I think the Cree nation, that's a great nation. Very friendly, very hospitality. Like the Mongolians.
Надад ч гэсэн энэ Cree үндэстэн аюу их таалагдлаа.
I agree that the Cree nation is a great nation. I see the, how they're hosting us, and their eyes are bright. Looks future will be great, and all the things that come from the heart. I see that. I'm lucky to see that.
За газар нутгийн үнэхээр сайхан нэгт хоёрт нутгийн
I think the nature is very beautiful. I like this nature, and also the Cree nations, especially Cree nations, is very nice people and very good organized for one goal. That's the very important. Being friendly and being organized and being united means very important. I learned from this.
Hello everyone.
Hello.
I am not singer, but I will sing. Okay, follow me.
This edition of the Ashugan podcast. From March 31st to April 2nd, Nisqually Corporation, in collaboration with the Indigenous People section of the International Association for Impact Assessment, invited indigenous participants from around the world to participate in Ashugan, an exchange hosted by the Crees of Northern Quebec, Canada, in our ancestral homelands of Iyuwisji, in my hometown of Piscataquis. Ashugan means bridge in Eastern Cree. Ashugan was an event that aimed to create new conversation that reconciles development and the protection of indigenous culture and lands. It built bridges between these two imperatives for the benefit of all. If you'd like more information about the Ashugan Indigenous Exchange, including photos, video, and the official Ashugan Declaration that was signed at the IAIA conference in Montreal, please go to ashugan.com. That's AASHUKAN.com. Thanks for listening. Miigwech.